I couldn't remember the vort last night that we said that there's it says Kishakol Kol Yaakov, when the voice of Yaakov is strong in the Batek Messias, Batek Midrashos, so we have strong tefillah and Torah, then Ein Yadayim Yedei Esav, then the Yadayim of Esav cannot be Shoylef Anas. So the question is, that the Ma'alos HaTorah asks, the brother of the Vilna Goyim, he has a sefer, he asks over there, though it's the opposite, because it says, Kishakol Kol Yaakov Yadayim Yedei Esav. It doesn't say, Hakol Kol Yaakov Ein Yadayim Yedei Esav. So what's this drasha? So he teaches, I looked it up, he teaches that it means is that Kishakol Kol Yaakov, when the Kol of Yaakov is strong, then they get the bracha of Yadayim Yedei Esav. Because Yitzchak at that time was talking to Yaakov. And say, you Yaakov, you have Kol Kol Yaakov, and you also have Yadayim Yedei Esav. Right? He was talking to him. So he says, when Klal Yisrael is strong in the Indian of Kol Yaakov, then they also have the Yadayim of Esav, meaning to say no one can beat them. The Koch of Yadayim Yedei Esav Hashem gives to Klal Yisrael, but they'll be able to be stronger than the Umas HaOlam when their Kol is Kol Yaakov. That's the pshat in that particular in that medrash. I just want to speak out one other thing, which is that, can you give me, oh, here I have the marshal. So I wanted to speak out one thing, the Valdika Zach. We spoke out Tosis's Kasha in Sanhedrin. In Sanhedrin, Tosis asks the Kasha, how come in the Gemara Shabbos it says that the first question they ask you is, Nosata Venosata Be'emuna? Did you deal in your business honestly? And then they ask you, Kavata Itim Latoira? Whereas in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it says, Posech Mayim Reishis Modoin, that the first thing that they give you a din on is Torah. So is it the first or is it the second? So we spoke out Tosis's answers there. But I want to speak out the Vilna Goyin's answer. The Vilna Goyin, classic Vilna Goyin, by now, you should know this already, that the Vilna Goyin is going to say that, of course, the only thing that they mainly judge you on is Torah. So he says like this, ingenious pshat over here. I'm just trying to find it in the Gemara. That when the Gemara says, nasata v'nasata be'emuna, it's referring to what the Gemara said before, that emuna zeh seder zroim. Because in order to have zroim to plant, you have to have emuna. So nasata v'nasata be'emuna. Did you work on Seder Emuna, which is Seder Zroim? Kavata Itim La Torah. That's the second question. Did you learn Seder Moyed, which is about Itim, which is times? Asakta Bepiri Berivya. They're going to ask you, did you do Piri Berivya? Means, did you do Seder Noshim, which is about Piri Berivya? Shipisa Li Yeshua, because it says the Gemara before, Yeshua is a Seder Nezikin. Did you learn Seder Nezikin? Pilpalta b'chochma. Did you learn Seder Kachim? Hivanta davar mitach davar. Did you learn Seder Taharis? So according to the Nagoyin, all the questions are about Torah anyway. So it's not a steer in the Gemara because Nasata v'Nasata v'Emuna also means Torah. Did you learn Seder Zoran? So according to the Nagoyin, the whole Tosis is Kasha, not a Kasha to begin with because everything's about Limud HaTorah anyway. And a Gishmak of Pshat. Okay, let's go further. Over here.
Where's that going? Is that a going al Shas?
I think it's a going al Shas. It's also going in the Pirsha Mishnayos. It's a going in the Shnois Elio somewhere there. I don't know exactly where, but somewhere over there.
Fine, thank you.
Yeah, it's a Gishmak Shas. Now, there's another Zoyar Nefesh HaChaim brings a very powerful Zohar here in Perek Chav Gimel. Zohar states, Tochazi, come see, Hahu Barnash, that there is a person, to Loizochi Leishtadla Bahai Alma, he does not have the schus that in this world he was Oisik Be'orais in Torah. V'iyu Ozil B'chashoich, he's walking in darkness, Kadnofik Mahai Alma, when he leaves the world, not the light, they're going to take him. Ve'alin layla Gehenim, he's going straight to Gehenim. Asar Tasa, the place down under. And there's not going to be any Rachmanis there. The Ikri, Bor Shoin, Pit Hayavin. Okay. ubegin kach, and because of that, hahudu lo yishtadlu b'raisa b'hai alma, someone that does not learn Torah in this world, v'istanek b'tinufei alma, and he's dirty with the dirt of the world, because like we said yesterday, he has no way of uplifting himself over the challenges of the world. Maksiv, what does it say? So the Zohar quotes the pasuk in by Yosef when the brothers threw Yosef into the bar, right? So when they threw Yosef into the bar, it says, is there a background? Is it me that's making that noise? I don't know. Okay. It says, Vayashlichu oisoi haboira. They threw him into the bar. So it says, Zohar, which bar? Dahu Gehenim. That bar is referring to Gehenim. Asar de dainin le inun de lo yishtadlo be'erais. The place, unbelievable Zohar. What is Gehenim? You have to define it. Says the Zohar, Asar, it's the place. De dainin lehu, that we judge. Le'inun, to those people, that don't learn Torah. The definition of Gehenim is the place that people that don't learn go. That's what the Zohar says. Then he says like this. So he says, they throw him into the bar. The bar is Gehenim. Bar rake. You know what the problem with the bar is? It was rake. My time began to lahava bin mayim. Habor reik ein bo mayim. Everyone knows Rashi's question. If it's reik, obviously there's no mayim. So Rashi says there's no mayim, but yesh bo an nachashim ba'akravim. That's what Rashi says. The Zohar has a different type in the pasuk. It's empty. You know why? Because ein bo mayim, there's no Torah. Because Torah ikri mayim. So the bor is the place. It's the holding space for those that ein bo mayim, that people that don't have Torah in them. The toch azikamo uncho de raisa. And then you see how much is the punishment for those that don't learn. The halach is galu Yisrael ma'arak kedisha, because the whole entire galus took place. Ella began because the salkum eraisa, because they left the Torah. V'shtavku mina. And this is an open pasuk in Yeshaya, in Yirmiyahu actually. It says, mi ha'ish ha'chacham v'yavin es tzeh, who is smart enough to realize, ama avda aretz, why was the land destroyed? Because they left the Torah. So by the, that's what he says. That's a Zohar, major Zohar here. This is like powerful Zohar.
Why are you guys supposed to go over there?
I don't know exactly. I don't know. I just take out what he's trying to bring out of the Zohar. So no, he's asking here that the context of the Zohar is very weird, because this pasuk is referring to the Shvatim throwing Yosef there. So like, why is this? How does it, I don't know how the Zohar works. I'm saying I don't have that much experience. I don't know what he means to be darshaning exactly. It's a little weird. You're saying in the push-up shot, it doesn't make sense to say Yosef went to Gehenna, chas v'shalom, right? So why? What does he mean to be darshaning? I'm not sure the answer to that. But the
also in Vomayim, so if you don't have Torah, right? Yeah, that's also it. That you have a craving on chas.
Yeah, he's not saying that. He's not mixing in the two shot. So the like this. So this thing that the Zohar says here, that the Golos came because of Bittul Torah, it's true that the Pasuk says that. It's an open Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. But the problem is that there's a Gemara in Yuma that says not like that. Because the Gemara in Yuma famously says, why was the first Beis HaMikdash destroyed, as we all know? Because they did Gilui Arayos, Avodah Zarah, and Shmichu Damin. They did the three cardinal sins, the big three. So why does the Gemara says it did the big three, and the Gemara and the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu says it didn't learn? So which one is it?
It's the learning. So, that learning brings
so there's a few pshatim there. So the Zohar doesn't say that. It seems like from the Zohar, it's straight up the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. The Zohar doesn't have this. But the Talmud Bavli has this question. So there's two pshatim that I heard from Meir Shiva. So one pshat is from the Malbim. The Malbim over there in Yirmiyahu says that the pshat is that there's two different questions. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of the big three. But the question in the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu is, Alma Avda Ha'aretz, why did Eretz Yisrael have to be destroyed? It could have been there would be no Beis HaMikdash, but they would still have the land. Why do we have to go to Golis? Why do we have to leave the land? Why did we lose everything? That was because of the Bittul Torah. It's two separate questions. That's the Malbim's answer. Do you have a medrash there, the base, medrash rabba, chelik base there? See on that shelf? Yeah, chelik base there. So, Lamaisa, the medrash rabba in Eicha asks this question. Was it because of Torah, or because was it because of the big three? And the Medrash Rabbah gives in a Gevaldika answer. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara belongs to the first Medrash in Eicha. And it asks this question. The answer is, Sheviter HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Vadazor v'al Gil HaRayis v'shuchus Domin. V'loi Viter al Ma'asa Shal Torah. Meaning to say that if they were learning, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have looked past the big three. Why? Says the Medrash. Halavai Oisi Ozvu V'Toyrosi Loi Shamaru. If they should leave my mitzvahs, but not leave me. They should leave me. Oisi Ozvu. They should forget about me. But Torosi Shamar. But they should keep the Torah. Halavai Oisi Ozvu. They would do averis. That's okay. But as long as they keep learning, why? Mitol Shahayu Misaskin Ba. Because through their learning, Hamor Shaba. The or of Torah haya machazir on the mutav. They would have been able to do tshuva. And Hashem didn't write us off because of the big three. Because even if you do those averis, you could do tshuva. You could change. You could come back. No problem. You could still make it back. Why would Hashem take away the base of mikdash? Oh, you're not learning. So you have no hope. What's going to make you change? What's going to make you grow? What's going to get you out of the rut? If you're not involved in learning, so nothing's going to get you out of the rut. You have no hope. You have no hope, so you lose the base of it. So you want to know which one was it? Was it the Torah or the big three? The answer is that it was the big three. But if we were learning, Hashem would have looked past it. And Hashem would have said, they have hope. There's potential here. There's something, and the Lashon of the Medrash is so beautiful. Halavai oisi ozvu v'sayrosi shamaru. They would forget about me. They would do averis, but they keep Torah. They learn Torah. The or of Torah would have lit enough, and that itself being connected to Torah would have brought them back. That's what Shach always said. All the people that were expert, all the Kiruv people, all the people doing Kiruv, they always asked of Shach, what should we do? Well, what's the method? So what's the method? Learn Mishnayos. No method. Just sit down. You don't have to do anything. Expose the people to learning, expose the people to some genuine Torah, and that will light up the fire. It's like lighter fluid, you know? So like you just light it, that will light up the fire. The neshama is there. The neshama of the person.
It's not just deeper than not learning. It's not because they're not learning, but it's because mamash, if you learn, at least then.
Right, then you have, you're keeping your neshama, the appetite, you know, there. So yeah, I remember someone told me that Rav Shach used to say, method. Learn Mishnayos. that's what Lamaisa will ignite the neshama. It's open medrash. It's a clear medrash that the medrash says that the Torah learning itself would keep them. Would have eventually brought them back, as long as they would have been involved in Torah learning. So that's a geshmak of pshat in the medrash. Now, by the way, there's a pshat in the Sefer Ma'alos Satorah also that he brings down a geshmak pshat. He says, not only does it mean halavai, halavai means I wish, right? Halavai, oti azvu, let them forget about me temporarily, let them do avers. V'sayrosi shemo, but let them keep Torah. She'amar shabam machzin lemuta. He says, it doesn't only mean if they do avers and do Torah. Even if they would forget about me in the learning itself. And as he learns, he says that the chiddush of Torah is even if they don't do it lishma, even if they're not doing it lishma, they're doing it because they have a motivation. But that mere exposure to Torah is enough. That's what he says in that sefer, which is chiddush, because Rav Shach writes. Rav Shach in Avi Ezri writes that this thing about mar shaba machzir lemutav has to be a real learning. It has to be learning lishma. It has to be doing it for the purpose of knowing the Torah Hashem. But the Sefer Ma'al Sechokhma doesn't say that. He says any learning, exposure to Torah itself, it already is the haschalah bringing people back. And it's pashut like that. That the greatest thing that a person can do is expose someone to Torah, to learning, to some level of exposure to the ruchnius of Torah, and that itself will ignite the neshama. So that's what he says here, and that's what that's what he brings from the Zohar. Some powerful stuff. All right.
Thanks, Rabbi. Good night.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for coming. And well, good night.
Good night. Okay.
Yeah.
Gracias. Gracias. Buenas noches.
Ay, gracias por el dato.
Sí, hay, no sé qué horas son, pero aquí en Cal Hasidim hay un minyan siempre. Creo que sí, está aquí nomás, es por las 10 y los 1:72.
Ah, okay.